This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 174 for Friday, December 6th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Friday as tightening supply projections remained supportive a second day. Canola up $16 to over $18 per ton, January up $18.40 at $608.60 per ton. Yesterday, StatCan pegged the country's canola crop at 17.8 million tons. That was down by over a million from an earlier estimate and well short of last year's 19.2 million ton crop. The need to ration demand going forward remained supportive today. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided additional support, although European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were mixed. The January contract's move back above $600 brought in additional chart-based speculative buying. Canada exported nearly 200,000 tons of canola in the latest weekly report, bringing the crop year-to-date total to 3.9 million tons. That compares with only 2 million through 4 months of the previous crop year. In the U.S., activity was mixed as traders squared positions ahead of the weekend. Soybeans traded within a few cents of unchanged, the January contract steady at the close at 9.93¾. While strength in soy oil was supportive, meal was down on the day. Relatively favorable South American growing conditions remain a bearish influence overhanging the soy market, with more global export demand shifting to Brazil. The USDA releases updated supply-demand estimates next week, Tuesday, and pre-report expectations call for only minor adjustments to the soybean balance sheet. Corn futures, meanwhile, they hit their best levels in 2 weeks, with yesterday's gains supportive from a technical standpoint and encouraging additional buying interest. March corn up 5 cents at $4.40 per bushel. Average trade guesses call for a 50 million bushel cut to U.S. corn ending stocks in next week's report. Recent export demand has been strong, although the good South American crop prospects did temper the upside. Wheat ending narrowly mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in the March contract at $5.96 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up a penny in March at $5.53 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 1 cent in the March contract at $5.57. Winter wheat seeding in France is nearly complete, with only 4% of intended acres left to go in the ground. Condition ratings were pegged at 86% good to excellent, slipping 1 point on the week. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, December 6th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.